It's been 2 years since Boko Haram militants raided a school in Nigeria, capturing hundreds of girls. It sparked outrage around the world and the social media campaign, Bring Back Our Girls. Well, now, CNN is airing what it says is a proof-of-life video. It was reportedly made in December and shows some of the more than 200 missing students. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that the video is sparking new calls in Washington for action, including from someone who knows the girls well.
A young Nigerian woman who goes by the name Sa'a is one of the lucky few. When she and her classmates were kidnapped 2 years ago, she says she managed to jump off a truck and escape. Sa'a was emotional today after watching that proof-of-life video on CNN.
When I saw the video of my classmate, 15 of them that they're still alive, I was so touched immediately when I saw the video. I started crying and I just wish I can talk to them. I just wish they can hear me. I just wish I can tell them how much we miss them.
Now in college in the U.S. and not using her real name to protect her family back in Nigeria, she was surrounded by members of Congress who are pushing for more U.S. action.
And I just wanted to tell the world today that let's not give up.
No, we won't.
Let's not forget about these girls. Let's keep praying for them.
Standing alongside her was Florida Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, who from glittery cowboy hat to boots was decked out all in red, the color of her Bring Back Our Girls campaign.
This is an anniversary that none of us thought that we would have to mark, because we thought by now we would have found the Chibok girls.
219 are still missing, and Boko Haram continues to terrorize large parts of Nigeria and neighboring countries. The UN's Children Fund says the group has used boys to attack their own families, while girls are forced into marriage or increasingly sent on suicide missions. That report alarmed Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, a Democrat from Texas.
Boko Haram has begun to use young girls as young as 8 as suicide bombers. And they are strapping these vulnerable youngsters, babies, who will never see their families again, and they are killing.
She's proposing a victims fund and says the U.S. should help Nigeria's military work more closely with its neighbors to fight Boko Haram. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the U.S. is already doing that.
That assistance includes significant intelligence resources and capabilities that we can offer them. The United States also has provided training and strategic advice to the Nigerian authorities who are conducting the search.
Outside the Capitol, Congressman Chris Smith, a New Jersey Republican, says the U.S. could be doing more.
We need to stand with the Nigerians as friends and partners, and again, help them with the training in counterinsurgency, which we have learned the hard way over the course of many decades, so there are skill sets that can be imparted.
Hundreds, possibly thousands of children have been kidnapped since the Chibok girls were taken 2 years ago. And the members of Congress who gathered outside the Capitol today to mark this grim anniversary say they're worried that Boko Haram has now aligned itself with ISIS and could become a more direct security threat to the U.S. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.